You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
All right, y'all. So we back today. Tonight, I should say. We're going to talk about how a Brooklyn investor stole 11 homes and he got away with the rent, man. I saw this story a couple months ago and I wanted to continue following it until the sentencing happened, just to see how much time this guy was given. And, you know, we hear stories about this all the time. Excuse me. We hear stories about this all the time. People's deeds being stolen. It's just a terrible thing. So I wanted to come on here tonight to kind of share some insight with you guys because, look, this is a real estate channel and deed theft is a real thing. It definitely is a real thing. It's happening nationwide. So I want to give you guys some information on how to protect yourself from this happening to you, to your family members, co-worker, anybody. But first, let me get you guys caught up and up to speed on this case so that way you guys know exactly where we are. So I am going to share my screen. And if this is your first time here, type first time in the chat, okay? So let me share my screen with you guys right now, and let's get to this right now. Okay.
So for deed theft victims here in our borough. Thanks for being with us on News 12 Brooklyn. I'm Amanda Bossard. A disbarred attorney is now convicted of stealing deeds from nearly a dozen minority homeowners. News 12's Nadia Galindo spoke with one of those victims about the bittersweet moment.
He stole our lives. We were no longer happy in our house. We were feeling like strangers in our own homes.
What was a shining example of an American dream became the center of 13 years of suffering for Clotilde Sawadogo, who goes by Wendy, and her husband Patrice. And now the man who caused their pain is being held accountable.
I can say I'm happy it's over, but I'm not happy that he's going back home.
Thursday, Sanford Solney was convicted of stealing 11 deeds from black and brown property owners. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office saying the Millwood man carried out a fraudulent real estate scheme targeting homeowners in foreclosure.
The DA's office says his law license was suspended in 2012. He was disbarred in 2023.
Wendy says Solney stole the deeds of this property in East Flatbush and another in East New York as they looked to sell them off by rushing them through paperwork.
Was a trick.
So let me stop it right there, right? It's a lot to unpack in this already. Okay. I mean, first of all, this is sad. I hate to see things like this. And, you know, people look like me and you. Rushing through paperwork. This is always common, right? I always try to tell you guys when you're going through your closing, when you're doing anything, read what you're signing. And look, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I told you guys know I've been doing this for 22, almost 23 years in this business. And I've sat in on so many closings in my life. No one reads. No one reads. They just signing. So, you know, this is unfortunate. And people in the industry, we know this. We know most of the time people are not going to sit there and read every piece of paper, which is unfortunate because, you know, you're trusting the people that you're hiring and hoping that they're not doing what we're seeing right now. So, you know, this is a sad thing. Then also just to hear that he's been disbarred, I mean, for years. And we're still running this scheme. It's crazy. But let's continue to play this.
tricking him to sign over the deed.
The 68-year-old is now facing up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced on September 17th. Meanwhile, Wendy is optimistic about the impacts his conviction will have.
Now I can put a guard in.
The DA's office confirms a judge will be signing an order to nullify the 11 fraudulent deeds, giving Wendy hope they'll finally get their properties back. In East Flatbush, Nadia Galindo, News 12 Brooklyn.
Hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel for those residents there. Solny's attorney told us in a statement, quote, "While we believe that the evidence supported an acquittal on all charges, we were grateful for the acquittals on the majority of the charges. There are a myriad of appellate issues which will be vigorously pursued in future proceedings." And of course, stay tuned right here to News 12 for the latest on those legal proceedings.
Okay. So that came out about, 5 months ago. When he was convicted. When was this? Yep, 5 months ago when he was convicted. But let's go to the most recent video. And shout out to News 12 for covering this. Let's go to the most recent one. And let me share what happened today.
Barred attorney is going to prison in a notorious deed theft case. The judge sentenced Sanford Solny to 2.5 to 7 years behind bars for stealing the deeds of about a dozen properties.
So, guys, he was sentenced to 2.5 to 7 years for stealing 11 properties. 2.5 years. For 7 years for stealing 7 properties. That is crazy to me. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand all the nuances of the law, but something just doesn't feel right to me. It just doesn't feel right. Let's keep playing this.
Apart from the 2.5 to 7 year sentence, the judge also fined Solny's corporations $120,000. He also nullified the deeds, which means that it essentially cancels the deed transaction. The victims were hoping for restitution.
So that's a good thing, right? Cancel the deeds, nullifies the deeds, I should say. So these folks get their home back. He had to pay a fine, but no restitution. Listen to this.
Restitution, especially that soul, that soul, especially victims were hoping for restitution, especially that Solny collected rent after stealing their deeds. But the judge denied that request. Take a listen to what 3 of the victims and Solny's defense attorney had to say about the sentence.
It is not fair.
I'm looking for restitution, and he should do full time in prison. I was expecting an apology, at least, for hurting us, for taking 13 years away from us.
It's been a tough road for my client and his family, but we're gratified with the court's consideration.
And the long chapter is not over for many victims, as some still fight to get their properties back. As for Solny, he still has a court case in Queens. A disbarred...
Man. Guys, are y'all hearing this? Man, that's crazy, y'all. No restitution. 2.5 to 7 years for stealing 11 deeds. Let's hear this again. Let's hear this again, y'all.
Attorney is going to prison in a notorious deed theft case. The judge sentenced Sanford Solny to 2.5 to 7 years behind bars for stealing the deeds of about a dozen properties. Apart from the 2.5 to 7 year sentence, the judge also fined Solny's corporations $120,000. He also nullified the deeds, which means that it essentially cancels the deed transaction. The victims were hoping for restitution, especially that Solny collected rent after stealing their deeds.
No restitution.
But the judge denied that request. Take a listen to what 3 of the victims and Solny's defense attorney had to say about the sentence.
It is not fair.
I'm looking for restitution.
I agree.
And he should do full time in prison.
I agree.
I was expecting an apology, at least, for hurting us, for taking 13 years away from us.
It's been a tough
for 13 years. Yo, that's so crazy, man. You know, for me, you know, just watching this, and I'm just sitting here listening to this, y'all, and I'm like, man, this just sounds crazy to me, right? To fraud, to prey on the downfall of people who are, you know, obviously they're going through something. They're distressed homeowners. They have financial issues. There was promises of like short sales, you know, loan modifications, you know, things like that. And these folks trusted him to help them. And, you know, using that fake help, like, I'm here to be your savior, he got control of these properties by doing these quick claim deeds. Like, and not only did he steal the 11 homes, he collected rent on these homes as if he owned them. The homeowners, now, mind you, guys, deed is ownership, mortgage is debt. So these homeowners still had mortgages. If they had loans, those mortgages were still in their names. He collected the rental income and did this for over 10 years, for a decade. So in the first clip I showed you a little bit of how the scam worked. And the second clip was how the court finally handled it and sentenced him, which, I mean, it's crazy to say only 2.5 years minimum to 7 years, up to 7 years, no restitution. The great thing is the homeowners get they get their homes back, but there's definitely, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge, I'm none of the above. I saw this months ago, and I've been seeing things like this happen nationwide, and it popped up on my feed today, and I said, you know what, let me go on here tonight and talk about this. Because I just think, you know, again, it's people who look like us. We need to protect our own from things like this happening. This is a real estate based channel, and I want to be able to give you guys the information. This is happening not just in New York City. This is happening everywhere. And with foreclosure activity rising, which I spoke about today on the channel, I felt this just was perfect timing. So as this activity continues to rise, there's going to be more scammers that come out in the battlefield looking for vulnerable homeowners. Okay. So the people who are able to do this, this is a strategy. This is something that they are building their business model around. They're preying on people's desperation. They use legal language and tons of paperwork to confuse people, right? They come in here like they're the savior, like they're your lifeline. And people unknowingly are giving away their ownership of their homes. So let's talk about right now, how do you protect yourself and your family from anybody running a scheme like this, right? Number one, never sign anything involving your home without your own attorney. Don't sign anything without having an attorney review it. It could be somebody that you know that's deep into real estate, but I would recommend an attorney. If you can't afford one, ask MG. I'll refer you one. Please. Never sign anything involving your home without an attorney. If that attorney charges $300-$400, look, it might, just to review some paperwork, it might be worth it to save your equity in your home and your family's legacy. Do not let some third party attorney or the paperwork person explain things about your deed without your own representation. You know, you have to have your own people on your side that's out there for your best interest, because ultimately a lot of these people, they're out for their own best interest. Okay. If someone is asking you to transfer deed as a solution, transferring your ownership as a solution, don't do it. No legit foreclosure rescue needs your deed. If a deed is involved, you need to walk away completely away from that, right? You got to understand. Also, short sales, loan modifications, any workouts never require you to give up ownership on your deed. Loan mods, you don't need an attorney. You can work directly with the bank. Let me say this again. Loan mods, workout agreements, you can go directly to the bank and work out directly with them. If you are going to do a short sale, then obviously there are real estate professionals that specialize in selling short sales. You can also ask the bank if they have any recommendations. Definitely, if you need to go that route, hire an attorney. Maybe they have recommendations, and work with an attorney who specializes in foreclosures and short sales, because typically they know who are the realtors that work in that space as well. For loan mods and workouts, again, the bank negotiates directly with you. You don't need to have a third party. If someone is saying they need to take title or transfer the deed, they're just trying to play you and steal it. Okay. Very important right here. Never sign documents under pressure. Most people that prey on folks who are vulnerable, they try to create a sense of urgency. Sign today or you're going to lose your house. This is your last resort. You know, shit like that. We got to submit this like yesterday. Stop the bullshit. Okay? That's all cap. Don't let that pressure, that sense of urgency, unless you got a sale date from the bank, meaning a sale date, meaning the bank is going to take your house to the auction, foreclose you on this day and sell it, then there's no urgency. There's no pressure. Work directly with the bank. Call them directly. Do what you have to do to protect yourself. Again, if you're behind on your payments, please talk to the bank first. Not to strangers, not to a company, not to a friend, a family who told you this. No, call the bank directly. And if all else fails and you know you need to potentially probably sell this house and you exhausted all things, then hire a real estate agent. See what the market is looking like if you sold the house. Don't let it get to the last moment to where you now have that urgency. Sometimes you just have to take two steps backwards in life to move 10 steps forward. And having a house that you cannot afford is not worth the stress. If you have equity in that house, you got to cut the emotional ties and you got to sell it and you got to get some money out of this deal. And I'm not trying to victim blame or talk down to anybody who might go through that situation. I was a person who went through the same situation decades ago, I should say, about 15, 16 years ago. And I'm telling you from firsthand, people are sharks, right? Walk away, get your money, do what it is that you have to do, because the stress is not worth it. It is not worth it, y'all. It is absolutely not worth it. So for all my people here, you guys watch me, you know, pretty much daily for daily real estate education. Educate your people, man, especially your elders out there. Check in on folks that's in your circle, people that you care for. See how they're doing, right? See how they're doing. See if they need help, right? If they're going through something. You never know who might need the help. You never know who is probably in a place that they need your expertise, your guidance to kind of put them in the right direction. So, yeah, man. I just wanted to come on here tonight because I just thought, you know, these stories are heartbreaking. I hate to hear them. They're despicable. And I just wanted to give you guys some information tonight and make you aware of what's happening. And if you guys have any stories or see anything nationwide that you think will be, you know, good for me to share to the community overall on the page, just shoot me a DM. Shoot me a DM. I'm on MG the Mortgage Guy on my Instagram. Send me a links to the articles and stuff like that. And, you know, I have no problem coming here and talking about it and giving some steps and some education behind it. So that way, you know, we all win at the end of the day. Each one teach one. All right. So if you and yes, I agree. He got away too easy, in my personal opinion, too. God's not done with us yet. I feel you on that one. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so this is going to be a quick one. We're not going to be in here for the next hour. I appreciate you guys tapping in with me here on a Friday night. Again, thank God it's Friday. Hit the bell for notifications because you never know when MG is going live. And check the live tab for all replays of all my lives. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. All right. Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700. 58700. But I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Y'all have a great weekend. A great weekend. Be safe out there. And I definitely going to see you on the next one. Peace.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.